Dr. Pinsky dictating amount. I am Ian Michael Allen, A-L-L-E-N. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Allen as described in my report of 1-14-20. Appeared he is now a 40-year-old male who again describes he was injured at work on 7-3-18. Appeared he was lifting cases of juice and injured his lower back. Appeared he was seen at the emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluations leading to what he understands to be a diagnosis of a fracture of L4 and L5. Appeared he underwent spinal fusion on 1-29-19 and completed his course of active treatment in July 2019. Appeared that section is normal. As per the medical records provided, he received an order approving settlement on 11-5-20 and later reopened his claim. Period. He was seen neurosurgically by Dr. Testaiuti on 4-4-23. Appeared to insert what I have marked from his report. In the paragraph, the current examination, we'll just go to the physical exam. Extremities lower, manual muscle testing for right extensor hallucis longus and plantar flexor strength could not be performed due to fractured toes. Paired strength was otherwise 5/5 bilaterally, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He was not able to walk on his heels or toes, secondary to fractures on the right. Paired inspection revealed a pair of paramedian longitudinal scars consistent with his surgery but preserved lower daughter curve. Paired the rest of that section is normal. Impressions. Insert what is marked from my prior impressions section, followed by, since evaluated here, the petitioner received an order approving settlement and then reopened his claim. Period. He had a need for treatment evaluation by Dr. Testaiuti on 4-4-23. Period. Overall, he concluded the patient does have a permanent residual injury and could suffer from adjacent segment disease, even though we do not see anything significant on plain films. Period. He was explained that this could bother him from time to time, and overall he appears better than he had been. Period. They discussed if symptoms worsen, he could return for additional treatment. Period. Right now, they discuss the options of an updated CAT scan, MRI of the lumbar spine. If his symptoms continue or worsen, period. Dr. Testaiuti wrote, quote, at this point, it seems he just wanted to be checked out and reassured that his back looked okay. But we did tell him if things worsen, this would be the plan, given that we could not see the discs, and more detailed anatomy would require advanced imaging if his symptoms warranted. Period. End quote. He did not undergo any x-rays in the office. Period. He was recommended to lift a maximum of 50 pounds while at work. Period. New paragraph. The current evaluation found he had full range of motion of the lumbar spine. Appeared provocative maneuvers there were negative, as were neural tension signs. Appeared he had issues with fractured toes on the right foot, affecting his strength there, as well as heel and toe walking. Appeared, new paragraph, my assessments of permanency remain the same and will be inserted as marked from my prior report. And that is the end.